I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be ye watching. Let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I've just come into a valley, one that I've never been before. I keep searching for a way out. Seems like padlocks around the door. Oh, there must be another sunrise, another sunset that I'll see. God will make this trial a blessing. That's the love he has for me. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. I was not the first one to come into this place. You see, every child of God, this test he must fail. It is here that God will mold you, make you what you ought to be. God will make this trial a blessing. Just be patient, you will see. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. Now I'm standing on the mountain, looking back I can see. When I was in the lowest valley, His strong hand was leading me. Oh, it's good to see the sunshine and to taste sweet victory. God has made this trial a blessing. Oh, the grace He gives to me. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like the river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. Now I'm standing on the mountain, looking back and I can see. When I was in that lowest valley, His strong hand was leading me. Oh, it's good to see the sunshine and to taste sweet victory. God has made this trial a blessing. Oh, the grace He gives to me. God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God has made this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. The story of my life. I come into a valley. I was, back in the day, in the early 90s, when I was, took everything away from me. I'm not complaining. I'm glad that the Lord saw fit to put me down that valley. Now, when I look back, I was not a happy camper because I didn't know what really was going on. I knew one thing, I can't go back to the compound. And so I just went ahead. I saw what my lot in life is, and I decided then and there, I'm going to have to go through this anyway. So I might as well just praise Him. That saved me a lot of sorrow. Just I'll praise Him anyway, even if I don't feel like it. But how can you praise Him when you're being falsely accused of this woman? She's falsely accused of raping her, and all these false accusations, and then you're treated like a vagabond, and just because you're trying to warn people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And completely innocent. And here I am, I was not a happy camper. But now we're standing on the mountain, we taste sweet victory. Back in the day, he put me on the fast for 40 days, and I'm not saying to brag, I'm just saying that He did it all, and we're going to need to sharpen your wits a bit, I tried many times to fast for 40 days, but it wasn't until the Lord put me on a fast back in about 2010 or somewhere around there. And right now I can't do it anymore. I can fast for 6 days and then I have to eat something. But back in the day, it was pretty easy, really, because I once I made up my mind. But let's see, every child of God, this test he must face, I look back now and I'm grateful that the Lord saw fit to allow me to be persecuted for His sake. We're in this chapter because of the Word of God. It's like John on the Isle of Patmos. He was put in the next isle because of the Word of God. And that's why we're where we are, because of the Word of God. Just because nobody agrees with it, that still doesn't mean nothing, because it says, as it was, so shall it be. We're living in just before the day of the Lord, and then everything has to be a repeat. As it was, so shall it be. How many believe Lot? How many believe Noah? multitudes of people, but they didn't believe him. Same thing today. God has just decided before the foundation of the world, that's what our lot is in life. And I'm looking back now, standing on the mountain, looking back, we can see now his strong hand was leading me. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And then that, we got to know this great God, and we can trust him.
To travel down last road,
he is with you every day. With every step you take, he walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. I'll never be alone, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew their God was there and he would see them through. And as the walls began to shake, and their chains just fell away, they cried, "Behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the trail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his sign I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him
by the prints of the nails in his hands.
Please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. And they that be wise, that's Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. That's in the millennium. That they going on right now. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. It says up here, then shall the righteous. Different translation. Then shall the righteous shine. And many, and those that they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. That's going on right now. Like back then Daniel saw the end time. It's talking about the end time here. And many that then he was given a dream or vision of the end time, and then he saw this transpiring what you see right in front of it. We're right in it. And they that shall be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. That's what that means. You prepare yourself now, because they that be wise, you know, you got to be wise in this hour of time we're living in. And then in the millennium, you'll shine like the star forever and ever. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And if you've been listening to the conversation we've been having for the last year or so or more, then you'll know what's righteous in the eyes of God. Those that lead many to righteousness. The righteousness is, and has always been, the message for you. It's got nothing to do with a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with living in a commune. I keep repeating that because people are brainwashed. They think that is the way to glory. But I went through the Bible and I saw exactly what righteousness is in the eyes of God. And you gotta go and see what's righteous in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we know that there's no righteousness.
That's
in us.
Right.
All we can come up with is a filthy rag and all your efforts. And
the scripture says there's none righteous, no, not one. So what does that mean then? To be righteous. And it's simply to believe the message for your day, because we know there's nothing righteous about the human being.
Yeah.
It's only the righteousness of God that we can claim.
Jesus did for us, and all he wants is to believe it. And when he was here, we keep saying it over and over again. But people are brainwashed. You've got to realize, this is not a popular conversation that we're having, because not too many people buy into it, because it's completely foreign and to a lot of people. But anyway, we're going to talk about this righteousness. What you could do for yourself, that you could actually prepare yourself for that millennium, that you will shine like the stars. Imagine shining like the stars forever and ever, and like the firmament. All you simply do is have to tell people this, about this here truth, because this is the only thing you'll find. Everything else is depleted. They're all just play the game out there, these preachers. They're clueless.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's left in the church here to Laodicea to get yourself dressed, and you can go back and read it. Laodicea is naked, blind, wretched, miserable, and poor. How can that church out there give you anything
mm-hmm.
when it's spewed out, when it's miserable,
mm-hmm.
when it's blind, when it's wretched, it's poor, it's naked? It can't do nothing for you.
Right.
The only thing that can do anything for you, the ministry of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson, and they're going to dress you with the revelation. They'll tell you exactly the things that we're telling here, and we're just holding the fort. We're just doing our job. We're just doing what we're on now to do. So that's what we're talking about today. You want to shine like a star forever and ever. You don't want to go down in hell and death, but you want to do something for the Lord. Like we're singing that song yesterday, if I could repay, I'd be only to willing. You know what Jesus did for us at Calvary?
Mm-hmm.
And if I could repay, I'll be only to willing. And that's what we're doing. We're just willing to do a little bit. It's kind of not, it'll never be paid, but to do whatever we can
mm-hmm.
to appease the Lord. That's why we say, Lord, use us for your glory. Do it as you see fit. Because there is nothing in it. And when we said that, the Lord led us to the righteousness of our day, the message for our day is the ministry of William Branham and Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You won't find nothing else out there. You won't find nobody that'll do what you and I are doing that will support this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to say here today. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence. Lord, give you thanks for this another day of life. For the many things you do for us, Lord, you've allowed us to see a crystal clear picture of the end time. That's all we ever wanted in life. To know where we are in the Bible. To know where we are in history. And you did more than that. You not only give us to see it, you've given us the responsibility to hold on to this very truth that we're talking about here, Lord. I just pray you continue to do it as you see fit, because we realize there's nothing in it that can produce anything. There's millions of people out there trying to produce anything, Lord, something, and all they come up with a filthy rag. All it is a turnoff. And here we are, we're just doing your will. We're doing everything we can to keep our head above the water and to warn the people and to hold on to the truth that you've given us, Lord. We just pray you continue to use us for your glory, lead and guide us with it of your eyes, Lord. We just give you thanks, Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not a very popular message. In this hour of time of darkness and chaos out there. And then here we're trying to tell people about a message, about a truth in this end time. And it's a pretty tough sell, because it's not very popular. Because see, you and I, it's a tremendous pleasure to do what we're doing. Because when we were young, we sought the Lord, like that scripture says, seek your Suhin and Shepherd and I in the Jugend. Ehe die Bese Tage kommen. Die Jahre sind so treten. Und du wirst sagen, sie gefallen mir nicht. You'll see, I'm not too impressed with that message, because I never sought for it when I was young. See, you and I, we sought for it all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you were only 7 years old, you already sought it. And when I was 7 years old, the Lord reminded me that there is a God in heaven. I told it over and over again. And see, we, all our lives, we've been seeking this thing out. Now when we're old, and I'm 78 years old, and I enjoy these moments of time. But if I would have never sought for it when I was young, I would have to say exactly what Solomon said. I find no pleasure in them. I mean, how does it read in English? You want to read it in English, because there's a lot of people that I know I grew up with, like, and now they're dead and or dying, like that honest one from Homewood. You know, I got yesterday. I thought about the guy, and I know him from way back. And about 5-6 years ago, he was here in the hospital, and my brother John called me up and let me know, did you go and visit Honest from Homewood? I says, why? What? He's down at the hospital portage. So I went down to visit him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my brother John, my brother John sent me over to visit you, but I didn't know you were here. And I guess I guess he thought I'm going to go down there and pray for him. Me humbles up, you know, his expression. We got our preachers. Don't pray for me. Uh-huh. And now I heard now he's dying. He's in his last thing. And all I remember him by is a good timer, you know. Mm-hmm. If we try to tell him about this here truth, he would honestly have to say, "Sie gefallen mir nicht."
Yeah, it says in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them."
See, that's what happened when I went up there. He had not accumulated himself, nothing spiritually, and it's easy way out, you know. Me almost up, we got our preachers, you know, and you know, that's just where he's at. That's what it's saying here. I was thinking about it yesterday when I got up, but, you know, we sometimes think about things. And I thought about him, and I found out that he's about fixing to die, you know. Mm-hmm. And him and his brother and found out, and I mm-hmm. sometimes wonder why the Lord brings these people to your remembrance. And there, then that scripture came to me, "Sie gefallen mir nicht." I take no pleasure in the things of God, because I really never sought for it. See, mm-hmm. you and I, we sought for it coming up to life. Like when I was 23 years old, the Lord saved me, and I was on fire. All I wanted was to read the Bible. Instead of going home for a coffee break, I'd go home in the cupboard and the clothes closet and read the Bible, you know. And instead of having a coffee break and things like that, because I didn't want to be seen read the Bible, because they had me already pegged as a ticket to the mental home, you know. Mm-hmm. So I tried to kind of be an underground believer, so to speak,
right.
And uh-huh. just not to shake the boat too much.
Uh-huh.
And but all my life I've sought the Lord. Like I say, when He saved me when I was 23 years old, I was on fire for God for about 5-10 years, and then something happened, and I had to get it. I got off the roller coaster, the Holy Roller channel, and I took time out to get married. Then I was in a bachelor state for about 10 years and living high in the hall with my brother. That's where I got to know guys like Honest. I knew him from before, but my brother John, he always found these good times, people that wanted to be a good time, you know, drinking and things like that. And he always found them, you know.
Well, the song says, "Gleich und gleich gesellt sich gern."
Yeah. And mm-hmm. but he told me to go up and visit that home, mm-hmm. because he was kind of a half Christian, my brother John was, because he gave me a lot of good information about certain things that I would have never found out, and he mm-hmm. brought a lot of information to me and over the years. And just about a month before he died, a few weeks, he came in here and he apologized. He tried to make things right. And And when he died, we had a hallelujah time. I know he's in a good place, in spite of all his good timing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a heart for people, but be dead as it is, and he had a pretty tough road to go. He lost his son, that young guy there, he lost him, died in an accident, and then his wife died, and then, but see what I'm trying to say. You have to do this when you're young. You have to seek the Lord while you're young. When you're young, and then when you get old, then you won't have to say, "Sie gefallen mir nicht." We, like for you and I, we've done this all our lives, and this is the best thing that the Lord could have done for us, give us this job and to preserve this truth. But what I'm trying to say here now what we're not trying to do, we're trying to tell people how they can have that righteousness so that they can themselves can shine like the stars forever and ever, because, like I keep saying, we're just here, and this here is just a laboratory to test it. And if you can hear us, if you can see, hear what we're saying, if you can believe what we're saying, and see, you hear it, but you keep it to yourself, and you don't tell it to nobody, then that scripture will not be effective. You won't shine like the stars forever and ever, because you don't lead them to righteousness. You don't tell them about the truth for your day. You just go out and tell them about the truth for your day. It's this here message, this here website, and believe you me, you'll be persecuted. You tell your neighbor, especially in a colony, let's say you go and tell somebody, you know, I found this truth here. That's exactly what I did. And I find it interesting. And then, it's the message for your day, and the only righteousness that you can accumulate for yourself is the message for your day. No matter how hard you try, you can go dig a hole, you can go build a big hospital, you can do all kinds of things, but it is not until you tell people, you come in contact with the message for your day, that is the righteousness for your hour. And then, if you do that, then you will shine like the stars forever and ever. Only if you tell somebody about it, because in order to lead many to righteousness, you have to tell them about this here truth. Because it's not our truth, it's just the leftovers from all the 6,000 years of the, or 2,000 years of the grace age. We're just the last leg of the journey, and the Brother Jack, and we're holding on to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Outside of that, Laodicea is completely dead. There's nothing in it. The only thing that there's life in it is this ministry, and it'll dress you. Like I say, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, and that's the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And we're just telling, we're just preserving this truth, and we're telling that to you out there, whoever cares to listen. You tell your neighbor, and you tell whoever that you know and come in contact, you tell, hey, here's this truth. That's exactly what I did. When I found out about Brother Branham, and I was up in Vancouver when I heard it, I couldn't wait to get back to Manitoba and tell the people first. Like I said the other day, the first person I told was my wife and then my family, and it wasn't very well. It wasn't received, but I told them anyway. And then I went to Nippawa, and I saw that John Platt, and I used to go to church with him there, and I told him, hey John, I found something, and I told him about it, and he got so mad that spirit started to rise up at him, that demonic spirit, when I told him about God sending a prophet, because I don't know why people get so mad. And then I had lunch with that John Frost, the one I talked to you about some time back, and you should have seen the look in his eyes, pure hatred, just the minute I mentioned about Brother Branham, because the devil doesn't want people to know about this Brother Branham and Brother Jackson stuff, because he knows it's the righteousness for your day. And then I met the people I was working with, and he came after me with a piece of iron. He got so mad, he called that spirit. You see, that spirit is in, the spirit of Satan is in these people, and they just went riot crazy. And that's what will happen. If you tell people about the righteousness for your day, that Sam and Loren has the truth for your day, they believe you me, you might get, they might not be too friendly to you. But that's why it says, then shall the righteous shine. There's a price to pay to tell people that. Nobody wants to hear it. That's what I keep seeing. You want to shine like the stars forever and ever. So you know this is the truth. This is all that's left. So when you tell somebody, and like I say, believe you me, it might not be received. Maybe it will be received. Maybe the time is right now, here now, where people will receive the truth. Because there is nothing else out there. Believe you me, I tried.
I was thinking about that scripture yesterday in Timothy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. The Spirit speaks clearly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. See, the Spirit speaks in the airwave. The Spirit is speaking. Mm-hmm. And when you will come to the days of Noah, the Spirit was speaking and saying there's a flood coming. Mm-hmm. If people would only connect with the Spirit, and it was speaking clearly. that there is a judgment coming. And Noah, he picked it up in the spirit then, because it was in the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And you go throughout the Bible, like Abraham, he picked it up. God called him out of the land of the Chaldeans. And you come to the days of Jesus, the whole atmosphere was actually, the Spirit was clearly saying the time of the Messiah is here, that the fullness of time is now here. There is the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, like the disciples, they picked it up because Andrew, Peter's brother, he came to Peter and he said, I found the Messiah. And Nathaniel did the same thing. I found him who we were looking for, because they were looking for the Messiah and they were realizing this is him. The same way with growing up, I knew that had a right system was not the way to heaven. There was something more beyond that. And the Lord Jesus Christ came my way and he's given me eternal life. And then I read my Bible and there was things in the Bible that I was looking for. I was looking for that righteousness, and it led me right to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. See, in the spirit world, it was now active. Brother Brennan is the righteousness, the message that Brother Brennan is bringing to the Laodicea Church Hour is the righteousness for our day and hour. See, the Spirit was clearly expressing it.
Mm-hmm.
And people who picked it up fell under the righteousness of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. And then when Brother Brennan went off the scene, God had Brother Jackson to continue on with the righteousness. God doesn't stop. He continues on with the righteousness. And then when Brother Jackson passed away, God put the whole church into a testing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was being tested. And then God showed us the midnight cry, and he showed us the Yom Kippur, the ending of the grace age into the week of Daniel. See, that's all part of the righteousness of God. In order to, the Spirit is speaking clearly the day and hour we're living in, so we can be part of the righteousness of God. And you tell people that, and they look at you, and they think you're a stranger. And that's the same way when a lot of people back in the days of Jesus, they didn't believe it. They could not pick it up in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way here. But we're just trying to tell people the day and hour that we are now living in, the righteousness of God. And if you can pick it up in the spirit is clearly expressing it,
mm-hmm.
that this is the righteousness for your day and hour. And then if you are able to receive that righteousness, then and tell other people that you will shine, because the shining part is not the way the world looks at it. The shining part is believing the righteousness and able to tell people, and there is what illuminates you. In the spirit, you want to be illuminated in the spirit, not in the natural. A natural man is nothing. He can never produce nothing, and he has never, ever produced anything. It's the spirit man that you're looking at. The spirit is speaking expressingly. That's why it says in Revelation, the spirit and the bride say, come. Throughout the grace age, the spirit and the bride has called people to the righteousness for their day and hour. The spirit and the bride say, come. Come to that righteousness. Shine like the stars.
See, we sing these songs. The colonies, they sing these songs that we sing in the morning here.
Mm-hmm.
And but when they sing them, we got this email, and then we read some emails from the colony people. And see, the colony people, they don't have the spirit and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They meanwhile, maybe someday God will have a place for, maybe they'll be that sheep people, because they're still relatively
mm-hmm.
a pretty clean people. Out there, it's so polluted, interracial and all that. where the colonies they're relatively clean, mm-hmm. and maybe God have a place for them. But see, they when they sing these songs, they sing at their wedding, like the song Fort or their wake at the funeral, Fort mein Herz zum Himmel, and things like that. The things that we sing here in the morning, and but they see they don't have spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. To them, it's just a song, and God cannot anoint it. Mm-hmm. He can only anoint it if it's spirit and truth. So you and I, we have the spirit and we have the truth. You have to have the truth for your day. Otherwise, these songs, they don't mean nothing. To you and I, these songs, they mean so much. They keep us going from day to day. Like even the English song, the song that I sang about, I could just come into a valley, one I've never been before, it speaks to us because we're living in that time frame when the Lord took me down in that valley, like in the last, in the early 90s, and for the last 30, 40 years. I was in that valley, and now I'm standing on the mount. I can look back, and I can see how His glorious hand was leading me at the time when I was down in that valley. I was not a happy camper because I didn't know from one day to the next. Well, you'd be kicked from pillar to post, and you don't even know why. You just know one thing. You're standing for a truth. There's something inside of you that you know you got a truth. I know that God sent the prophet, and I found out about it. I found that thing that Joe Mandel from Forest River, when he had it out of the buddy experience, and he was dead for 17 minutes, and like I've told you time and time again, what happened, he was trying to get into heaven, they won't let him in. He asked him, what did he do for Jesus? Well, he couldn't come up with nothing. And then he begged and pleaded, just give me another chance. And the Lord gave him back his chance. And in 2 months, he was back out on the road again after having a major heart attack. And he went from colony to tell people. He was trying to get somebody together to go with him. There's something out there. He could feel the Spirit speaking expressly. There has to be something out there somewhere. And because the Hutterites don't have it. And he had that out of the buddy experience when he went over to the other side and he looked back and the Hutterites don't have it. It's just but deception. And I heard him. He came to our house and gave his testimony. And then they got me on that search. I get up sometimes in the morning in the cold sweat. There's got to be something out there. It's not that other right thing. And the Lord put me on a search, and I found it. I found it out in Vancouver. The Lord told me to go out there. And He'll tell me. I found exactly what that Joe Mandel was wanting. Was he wanting. When he said, just give me another chance, I go back and tell him. And then what I did, I went, once I found out about Brother Brennan, I went down to his boys because he was dead already. He died sometime a few years prior to that. So I went down to see that Joe Mandel, that preacher there, and that Jonty. I knew them, because especially that Jonty married my cousin. So I went down and told him about it. They didn't even want to talk about it. It appeared like they would have wished he would have died right there when he had an heart attack, instead of going around giving his testimony. You know that. Because that they were not interested and hearing what he had to say. But see, I was interested, and I went and searched, and I found it to be exactly right, mm-hmm. true. I found that God sent this prophet, mm-hmm. that Malachi 4 prophet. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet, and that's all. We're telling people the truth, and all you got to do is tell them, you know, I believe what Samuel Loren is saying is true, and I don't care if you shut my head off. It's mm-hmm. still true. They're going to tell people about it, and that's all you have to do. And then you're going to shine like the star forever and ever, throughout eternity. That's exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But see, you've got to go tell somebody. If you don't tell nobody, then how can you shine? Because you can read. It's exactly what it says here. He that leads many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. How do you lead them to righteousness? You just tell them the truth for your day. That's all. Mm-hmm. And then,
because the truth, it's not something that is easy to get. See, when I look through my life, ever since I was young, like I was only 7, 8, there was a yearning and a longing in me to find something. I was looking for something, and it was. And in that search, there is a lot of turmoil because the devil is out to get you because he knows you're a child of God and he is going to make sure he's going to create obstacles every inch of the way. And you're in this religious system and you know it's not right, but you're looking for something. What is it? What is it you're searching for? And then things become lighter as you find out the truth. And it brought us to that ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jax. Now, it wasn't that it was just given to us on a silver platter. It was something that we really had to search for. And through that search, there was a lot of agony. And then coming to it, now we can tell people where it's at, you know, because God allowed us to walk through it all, through these religious systems, through this agony of soul and spirit to find out what is really... What is the righteousness for your day and hour that we can present it to people, and then you can do the same because it like I said, it doesn't come to you handed on a silver platter. It's something you search for, like you search for that hidden treasure or something, and we found it and we know we have it, and that's why we can let you know exactly what God has done in the hour and where he's at.
It says, if you search for me as one searches for a hidden treasure, like, you go out there and they put their life on the line to search for hidden treasure. And so if you search for me as one searches for gold, like sometimes watch these movies about north to Alaska, and when they went up and they found some gold up at the Klondike, and what people did, they put their life on the line. At the dead of winter, they didn't even know if they were going to make it back or not. And then once they did go up, you know, up there, they found some gold, and they didn't know if they were going to come back alive because there's lots of robbers up there stealing the gold that you did find. And you had to put your life on the line. That's what you and I had to do to find this hidden treasure, to find that pearl of great price. And by God's grace, we found it. Because if you search for me as one searches for hidden treasure, believe you me, you're going to find it. Mm-hmm. And it says, seek and ye shall find. Knock on the door will be open to you. And that's what you and I did. We put our life, we put all our resources into this truth. Once he found it, and then we put it out there for whosoever will. We're doing everything by the book, you know, and if you want it, whosoever will can come and partake of the waters of life freely. Because we did all the heavy lifting. We were like it says, my oxen have been butchered. You and I have been butchered for the last 30, 40 years, just for no reason at all, simply because we wanted to tell people the truth. We don't want to see people go to hell. But then, just because we tell them the truth and they don't like what we tell them, they think we're crazy. They say, because in the last days, they say, the truth will be evil spoken of. And these scriptures that we read, they mean so much to us in these closing days of time, because then it teaches us what we're up against. We're up against an environment and a society that they'll actually eventually kill you for telling them the truth, for trying to help them out. And that's why it's not... That's why I keep saying it's not a very rosy picture, especially for somebody that has all his life just been just wanted to be a good time, like that honest from Omaha, and my brother John. Like he always found these good times. And one time I was out in Washington State, so he calls me up, asks me where I'm at. I says I'm down here in Washington, and I says, where are you at? Well, I'm just here in Portage. I asked him, who are you with? With that Marvin from Bloomfield, from Westrock. Well, I could tell he was drinking, you know. I said, why did you find some decent people? Why do you always have to find these good timers, you know, these, like that Willie from Airport and that Marvin from Westrock. These people that he knows are good timers, so he finds it like a magnet. He's been drawn to these people because he was a good time himself. He wouldn't go around normal Christian people because he was a good timer. And that's why I keep saying, and God's rich in mercy in his last days, he came here, he changed his ways, and he came here and apologized for, well, we had a run-in sometime before that, but anyway, just for the sake of the message, I'm just telling you how it works. And see, we're just trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, the truth will be spoken of in the last days, and that's exactly what you're going to have to go through. It's not a very inviting message for people that has never searched.
Yep.
But like I say, you and I, we search for that all our life.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, it's the greatest thing that we can do, because we can prepare ourselves for eternity. Like we're saying about yesterday, that this here's a lavatory, and all you're here for is to seek and protect, prepare yourself for that millennial reign, so that someday you will be found worthy to have, like it says, to them that are going to be found worthy, to go into that age of regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,000 years reign of Christ. And just up the road here, just a few more years, and 3 years from now, Satan is no more. And then that millennium kicks in, and that's after the day of the Lord, and after the separating of the sheep and the goat, then Jesus Christ comes and sets up his kingdom. Right now, Satan is the prince of this world. He runs, he wants the politics and the whole schmear. And that's why you have all the problems you have in this world, because the Satan is the head. Like I say, Satan is running the show. He's running that hot rod. He's in charge of that hot rod thing. That thing is run by Satan, that whole hot rod thing. No matter how you paint it up, people, they don't want to hear or say that, because they're deceived and they're brainwashed. They're thinking this is it, because they'd be told that from kindergarten on. We went to kindergarten, and it's branded into you that this is that. Well, we found out when we came to the age of accountability, we found out that that's not it. Because I had a man come to our house, told us about this not being it. And then he put me on a search, and here we are. We got it out there now. We really been that. My oxen have been butchered, and my fatling has been killed, and now come to the wedding. That's all the message we have. Come to the waters of life freely. Come and partake of the waters of life freely. And it's for whosoever will. Let him come. Where's there ever been unconditional? Whosoever will. Whosoever is a thirst. There's people of thirst out there, but they're being fed this church like all these ever said that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Where did they go? They go back to the cesspool. Headed for church. There's never been so many people coming to church. The churches are standing around, and all they do, they're going back to mama. They're going back to the cesspool, to something that's spewed out. I'm telling you the truth. And if they would come, if there was somebody out there that would lead them to the righteousness for your day, they would come to the minister of Brother Branham, and then their soul would be fed. And then, not only that, they would be en route to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to get away from all this hell that's come, to get away from the judgment seat of Christ, to get away from the day of the Lord, where the islands will be pushed out of the sea, and the earthquakes and tsunamis, and oh man, and for 30 days, it's just going to be the day of the Lord. And you can escape all that simply by believing this truth here, and it'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's about as simple as I can put it.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, give you thanks for everything you do for us, Lord, for a good night's rest and all your provisions, Lord, that you provide us with, and for leading us to the righteousness for our day and hour. We know that the Spirit speaks clearly, Lord, and people only need to tune up their ears, their spiritual ears, so that they can hear. And then they too can shine like the stars, Lord, if they lead people to the righteousness of their day and hour, Lord. So that's all we're trying to do, is to make a picture before people what you've done in this hour, Lord, what you have done, and the great and marvelous things you've done in the Laodicea church hour through the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. You had the righteousness for our day. So we're just trying to relay it to people so that they can believe and hear and have a blessed end. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.